And the gun is Hurts. Barkley to his left. Slot to the near side. Hurts back. Here comes the rush. He steps into it. He is going deep. It is caught. Complete. A.J. Brown to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, the 5. Touchdown! Hurts to Brown! 67 yards!
Oh, that's just fun to watch.
What a play, what a call as the Eagles go down to Brazil and get a victory, 34-29 with the Packers. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Zillion joining us as he does every Monday during the season. The voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
Merrill,
how you doing today?
I am doing great. The Eagles are 1-0. The sun is shining, and it's wonderful.
Merrill, it is. And Friday night was an exciting back-and-forth kind of game. Merrill, there was a lot of moments where it felt like it could have teetered the other way. But early in that game, you know, I was so impressed, Merrill, with their defense holding the Packers after those early turnovers. Because it could have got, you know, they could have been in a big hole there. But the defense really clamped down. That felt like an underrated part that kind of let them get their skis back under them.
No, that's big. You're right, Joe. It could have been 14-0, and instead it was 6-0. And they overcame that with one touchdown. But it was. I think there were a lot of good things about this game. Now, was it sloppy? Yes. But you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of what used to be the Game 3 of the preseason that they called the dress rehearsal. Because this is the first time the regulars, especially on offense, were out there. And I watched the games yesterday. I watched a million games, and there was sloppiness all over the place.
Well, there really was. I mean, I agree with that. It's become that first week you have to get it all out. Luckily, Merrill, for the Eagles, they had Saquon Barkley to lean on as other things were sloppy. How impressed were you with his first game? I mean, it's the first time an Eagle has three touchdowns in their debut since T.O. back in 04. How impressive was Saquon for you?
Well, I wasn't surprised because I've been following him since his days at Penn State. I love the Nittany Lions. He's great. And I think he rejoiced that he had a real offensive line to run behind.
Well, he does now, and he made plays. And Merrill, not just on the ground game. You know, we know he's a great runner, but it feels like they haven't had a running back here in a while that could catch the ball out of the backfield for a big explosive play. That touchdown play, both the design, the throw by Jalen on the catch, and the corner of the end zone, that was an incredible play to get them going.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was a great play, and he made it. It was a perfect pass, too. I mean, you couldn't have placed that ball any better. And that's the thing that gets lost. People are talking about Jalen Hurts, that his ball security wasn't good. We made a few mistakes, but the fact of the matter is, you look at those passes, the one to Barkley, the perfect lead on the one you just heard to A.J. Brown, and those pinpoint slants to Devontae Smith. That was great passing.
Well, it was. And speaking of the passing game, Merrill Reese joining us here. Merrill, it was noticeable just with our eyes watching, and then I saw some of the numbers the next morning. They ran so much more motion, Merrill. It was one thing that wasn't really part of the offense last year, and I think, you know, they needed to add more of that. And with Kellen Moore here, what did you think of the first game he called? They used motion on 65% of their plays.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved it because motion gives the quarterback a read of what the defense is doing, and it confuses the defense. They did a lot of really good things. It was creative. You couldn't tell when they broke the huddle what formation they were going to line up in. They were, for a team that was so predictable late last season, this team was unpredictable and had a different look on almost every snap.
Merrill, you said you weren't surprised by Saquon, and I believe you, and like a lot of people weren't. But I think we all were surprised by just how productive Zach Bond was at linebacker. Remember, I'm trying to think of the last time a linebacker had a game like that here. You know, Nigel Bradham had a few during the Super Bowl season that really stood out, but 15 tackles and a pair of sacks, that was an incredible performance by a guy we really didn't talk that much about this summer.
You know, he's a candidate for Defensive Player of the Week at the NFC this week with those kinds of numbers. And he played very well in the preseason. We were at camp every day and we watched him. And he did stand out. He made a lot of plays because, don't forget, he is a guy that when he came over here as a free agent, you figured, well, a special teamer and maybe in the rotation, and that was it. But he came in and looked like a legitimate starting linebacker in this game.
He did. He was all over the place. Coverage, pass rush, in the run game. He played a whale of a game. Merrill joining us here on a Merrill Monday. Merrill, what did you make of Quinyon Mitchell in his first start? He did not look like a rookie to me. I thought he was,
yeah, he was out there balling.
He played really well.
You know what? And this is going overboard. This is going overboard after
one it's
game.
Monday. It's the first week.
It's overreaction Monday. You're good.
You're good.
But you know what? He's going to be an All-Pro. They yes. didn't miss on him. For a young man to come in, and they've been saying this about him from the day he arrived. He did all the prep work prior to camp. He came in. When you watched him during the preseason, he didn't look anything like a rookie. He is out there. He is self-assured. And he's going to have a bunch of interceptions, too. You wait and see.
Merrill, you spoke a little bit earlier about Jalen Hurts, but what did you make of his performance overall? There were some definite ups. I thought the last drive, converting the first downs, running and throwing, and he stood in there against the blitz and did better. There were also the downs. I mean, he had the two interceptions. I'm not going to put the fumbles too much on him. That seemed like a center exchange with him, and they'll get that down. But two more passes that could have been picked off. What did you make of Jalen's night?
Well, it happens. But, you know, a lot of times, at first, one of the things he did well was on that several occasions he just gave up on a play and threw it out of bounds rather than put it in harm's way. I like that. I like the way he passed overall. And he knows that he's got to cut down on that, but he's a great quarterback. You know, I hear people say, well, he's not running the way he once did. You know, he's got the same athletic ability he had 2 years ago. He's just as fast. You'll see. Teams are more prepared because on a couple of the quarterback keepers, they were right there. There was nothing he could do. But I think he is going to be in store for a tremendous season. I think he's got everything you need. He's got the head. He's got the intelligence. He's got the ability to recognize defenses. And he's got a great arm. He's very, very accurate now.
Well, the accuracy was there on some of those deep shots, and they hit it to A.J. Brown there, and some good ones to Devontae as well. Merrill, we always appreciate the conversation after a game, especially a win. Merrill, have a great week, and we'll talk next week after another, hopefully, Eagles victory. Thank you, Merrill.
Merrill.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Hugh. And I look forward to it.
There he goes. Merrill Reese, the voice of the Eagles there. Talking about Zach Bond. How about that? I know it's Overreaction Monday, but I love Merrill.
Merrill bought out.
I love Merrill throwing the Quinyon Mitchell take in there. Did you hear that? Quinyon Mitchell will be an all-pro is the Merrill Reese prediction.
Now you got to do it. Got to go out there and do it, man.
I was impressed by Quinyon. I didn't feel like I was watching a rookie corner. I know he had one. The guy got behind him, and they threw it over him for a big first down, mm-hmm. and he had one penalty. Other than that.
That's to be expected. Yeah. He's a young guy. He was out there talking trash. He was playing his game, and you like to see it. I know that it rubs some people the wrong way. He's talking too much trash. But listen.
No, I like that in a corner.
But he's been talking trash all year long.
He did it to AJ and Cam.
Yes, and now you, all of a sudden, when the season starts, you want him to stop. Man, stop it, man. Stop being a snowflake.
No, that's one position I like a trash talker. Like, if you could
got to back it up, though.
Yeah, but if you could play a corner and you want to talk trash to receivers, I'm good with it.
Yeah, you got
to
back it up. I mean, you're going to have moments. Like, this is the thing. You're going to have moments where you're going to be talking trash and you're going to walk into a buzzsaw. How you handle that? Like, how do you handle that adversity? You keep talking trash, or do you become humble? I think he's going to be fine, though. I really do.
I do feel like a lot of the really good corners, though, like the really good ones, they have that kind of attitude.
Got that swagger.
To
you got
to
have that because you're on an island. Remember they used to call it Reeves Island?
Yeah, of
course. Most good corners I know, they got pretty cool nicknames, and they back up what they're talking about.
No, he was awesome. 215-592-9494. Will in the Northeast is up talking Eagles after a big victory. What's up, Will?
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
Good, Will. What's up, pal? What are you feeling?
Y'all interrupt me while I was eating. I was eating my words right now.
Oh, I do that every day. So, yeah.
What you do, Will? What you do?
Well, he was a Derrick Henry guy, not a Saquon guy.
Oh, okay.
No, you know, but everything that I said Friday, they did. I said that they need to activate all their weapons. They did that. And I said I was a little worried about their tackling, which was a little bit off in the second half. Overall, they look damn good. You know what I mean? Just to be the first game and, you know, playing in that type of environment, everything went well for us. And I'm so happy for them. And I got to, you know, like I say, I'm a man of my word. I got to take my hat off to Saquon. Listen, you had a hell of a performance. All I want you to do is be consistent with it. That's all. And I wanted to touch up on the Derrick Henry situation Friday, but I didn't want to blow the mood. The Derrick Henry situation. Y'all watched that game, right?
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, what's wrong with him?
Well, he didn't do much on Thursday.
They didn't feed him the ball. Then they set him out majority of the game. Who does that?
Well, they were down. I mean, they were
trying to get back in the game.
They had to throw to get back in it. I get it, and I still he'll help that team. And the Saquon Derrick Henry Bowl will happen in December. But Saquon was electric on Friday.
Saquon Derrick Henry Bowl.
Well, it's the Will Bowl, is what it is.
Okay, got you.
And Will, we appreciate the phone call.
Got you.
Look, there's the Saquon contract and decision to pay him and to pay a free agent running back, that it'll take 3 years for us to have the full picture. The first impression, though, it was great. I mean, he was great on Friday night in his first game as an Eagle. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right, we'll get back to all your reaction coming up here. Biggest takeaway from the game, was it the fact that they just won and they got out with a victory, or does Jalen's performance really hit you? Jalen, the way I saw it, did not play good enough against a big-time defense. You put him against a big-time defense, that might have been four picks. And he made too many mistakes. He made some good plays, but he needs to clean up the mistakes. 215-592-9494. Plus, after the break, Hugh is going to try and answer the question most of us had from Friday night. Did Bryce Huff actually play? Because the rumors are telling me he didn't. I'm not sure. Hugh will break it down next. 215-592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. What a great NFL weekend that was. And you have another chance to start the season with a big return on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports. Well, you get started with $200 of bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet on tonight's game. All right, let's go with a Breece Hall anytime touchdown. Let's go with over the yards for Garrett Wilson, and let's go with an anytime touchdown for George Kittle. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to make every moment more of the season. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.